Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to our podcast. Well, in the modern world, we are all using technology in a much greater way, and recently, because of unfortunate coronavirus aspects, more and more people are having to resort to the use of technology to contact customers or even to contact their office. So the use of conference calls and conference facilities are much greater. So how do you use them, and what words can you use in English? Well, if we're starting a conference call, we need to introduce ourselves. So when we join, so we usually use the expression to join in on a conference call, or you're invited to join a conference call, or a tele-video conference call. They have different words. You have to introduce yourself. So you just merely say, "Hi, this is Harry from the Paris office." Or, "Hi, this is John from New York." Or, "Hi, this is Mary from Toulouse." Okay, just a simple introduction, who you are. Perhaps you might want to say which department you're from. "Hi, this is Harry from head office." "Hi, this is Harry from the marketing department." Happy to hear you all. Happy to join in. Very glad to be part of your conference call. Okay, so something nice and easy and relaxing, okay? Then, depending on whether you are the organizer of the conference call, you may be the person who has to control it, so you have to make sure that everybody has their opportunity to say what they want to say. So if somebody wants to say something and somebody else either is talking across them or interrupts them, then you want to try and block that interruption. So you might just say something like, "Sorry, I think Mary in Dublin wants to make a point. What would you like to say, Mary?" Or, yeah, just give Mary a chance there to say what she wants to say. Just give her an opportunity to finish her point, and then we can take other options or objections or views. So like you would run any meeting, but you know, you have to be a little bit firmer because people don't have perhaps visual contact with each other. It might just be over a teleconference call, but if it's a video call, it might be even more complicated. So you just have to be aware of time delays, perhaps a split few seconds where somebody says something, somebody else wants to say something. So you need to try and control it to make sure that people are not speaking at, as we say, cross purposes, meaning across each other or interrupting each other unnecessarily. If you want to try and get somebody to make a contribution because you want the opinion of the IT department, or you want the opinion of the marketing department, or you want the opinion of the sales department, then you might have to request them to come in. So, for example, "Would you like to say something there, John, about the IT situation? Or could I ask Mary from sales just to give us her view as to what's happening so that we can perhaps discuss that?" So you invite them to join the conversation. Otherwise, you end up having a monologue or somebody takes over the whole conversation, which can happen, and you don't get a reasonable exchange of people's views and opinions. So it's really important to control that aspect and say, "Okay, I think we'd probably all like to hear the view from the back office or the customer service department. You know, how is this going to impact on them? What does this delay mean? When do you think we will be able to get this new product launched?" Okay, so ask the person who is responsible for that particular area. They've been invited to the teleconference call, so you want them to contribute. So you might just simply say, "Well, I would like to bring in John now because he's had a lot of experience about this in the past, and perhaps he can help us all." Okay, so that's to nominate a speaker. If you want to add something yourself, if you're part of the group, you've been invited, so you're not the person organizing the teleconference call, and but you do want to say something, you might just say, well, hello, this is Harry from the Paris office. Do you mind if I say something? Yeah, or I would like just to add my contribution because I've got some personal experience of this. Yeah, or hi, this is Harry. Could I just interrupt there? I think it's important to stress, or I think it's important to say, or I'd like to add, or we should consider. So they're just words and ways in which you can become part of the conversation. It can be a little bit difficult at times to get in, particularly if you're not a native English speaker and the other people are speaking in a faster way, or they're speaking normally or more like natives, then you might be a little bit hesitant to join in. And while you're listening, you're learning something, but you have something important to say, so you need to say it. So, hi, this is Harry. You know, could I just have a minute to say something? I'd like to add my contribution. I'd like to make a few points. So something like that. Then, of course, we have issues when we're making conference calls. There may be some technical problems on the line because the connection isn't so good. So we might need to say something like, I just don't hear Mary in our Berlin office. Is there a problem? Could you perhaps sit a little closer to the microphone? Or could you just turn up the audio a little bit? We're not hearing you so well. Mm-hmm. Or it might be, there seems to be a technical problem on your end. They're telling me here that the line is not so stable. Okay, so a technical problem on your end, meaning somebody else in one of the other offices is experiencing some technical difficulty with the transmission or the level of the sound or the visual, whatever it might be. There's a technical problem on the other end. Let's just call back. Okay, so if everybody could ring in 15 minutes. Okay, usually when you have a meeting, whether it's face-to-face or one of these teleconferencing meetings, you're going to have an agenda. Yes, an agenda will be drafted by somebody and you will want to go through the points one by one. So whoever's acting as the chairman or the organizer of this meeting should have the agenda in front of them and will take it step by step. So it's a question of controlling. So perhaps we could go on to the next point on the agenda. Well, if that's everything that people want to say about marketing, let's move on to the next point. Let's look at item number 2 or item number 3. So be very specific where you are and what you want to cover. Well, that completes item number 1 and number 2. Now let's look at the third item to do with back office or customer service, whatever that item happens to be. And then when you get to the end of your agenda, you might just say, well, has anybody got anything else to add? Is there any other business that you wish to bring up at this point? Okay, so now you have to be careful that people may not be expecting that, but you know, or if the conference call has been going on longer than you anticipated, you might just want to say, well, guys, I think that's everything that we can cover now. I'm going to send around a short email on the minutes of this meeting, and I'll copy you all in on that, meaning you'll all get a copy, and then perhaps we can reconvene or come together again in a couple of days to see what progress has been made. Okay, so this is ways to go through each point, each step of the particular agenda. And then at various times, somebody might come into the meeting that hasn't been there before, or perhaps they were late in joining, so you'll probably get a message or a beep that tells you that someone has entered. So you might just want to say, oh, somebody has joined us. Who's that? Would you like just to introduce yourself? And we'll allow you to catch up. Okay. I think Michael has just joined the conference call. You're very welcome, Michael. You'll be able to catch up. And if you have anything to say, we will go over it again before the end of the call. Okay, so there are different points that you can use in ways to control a tele or video conference call. If you're the person acting as chairman, how you would organize that, or if you're just a participant, somebody that's joining in, how and when you are able to make your particular contribution. Okay, excellent. So we'll do more of that in future podcasts. Hope you've enjoyed that. And as always, if you want to contact me, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And I'm very, very happy to take your messages, take your points of view on board, and include them in some future podcast. Okay, as always, thanks for listening, and join me again soon.